This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, just before the question, a brother asked me before, he said, do you have any comment about what is happening in Egypt? Yeah? As you know, that they now there is a sort of uprise against the Egyptian system, against Morsi, the president of Egypt. And some people asked me, what do you think about this? And I said, this uprising against Morsi is carried out by, okay, one of two things, as I have seen it when I was in Egypt 3 weeks ago. Either by the enemies of Al-Islam, mainly supported by the enemies of Al-Islam, by the, in fact, by the Americans, okay, and or by ignorant people, yeah? It is not supported by any sane person who likes Islam and Muslims. It cannot happen by any sane person who likes Islam and Muslims. Either he is ignorant and he is fooled by the media. And in Egypt there are 12 channels that all of them are fighting the president and fighting Islamic people. 2 days or 3 days ago, the main lawyer of the opposition repented and he announced that he was in fact cheated by the opposition. And he said clearly that he thought that the opposition are opposing Morsi and the Egyptian system because they did not do any good for the country. And then he said, I realize that they hate Islam and Muslims because in some of their private meetings, they said that after 30th of June, which is 2 days ago, there will be no hijab and there will be no bearded people in the street. So this person, this lawyer, said that I thought of my mother and my wife. Both of them are hijabi ladies. And I thought of my father who has a beard and who does not belong to any group. I said after 30th of June, my mother will be, what will happen to her? She will leave hijab or she will be forced to take off hijab. My daughter will, or my sister will be forced to take off hijab. My brother or my father will be forced to shave his beard. Then he said that he realized that this is a war against Islam and Muslim. Okay, so what is happening now in Egypt is a clear war against Islam and Muslims. Those who are not against Islam and Muslims, they are completely ignorant. Unfortunately, they have been brainwashed by 12 channels and they are not listening to the common sense. I asked many of them, I said to them, imagine that Morsi, okay, was kicked out. Who will come after Morsi? Do you have any proposal? They don't know. Okay, I said to them, after Morsi, one of two people will come. Either a good person like Morsi, then again, same thing will happen. You will say that he did not do anything and you will kick him or kick him out. Or another person like Mubarak, America will support him, others will support him, and you will be happy with him. And which means that you will be happy with him despite the fact that he will stop you from having freedom to practice your religion, having freedom to do da'wah, having freedom to do so many other things. Which means that you are supporting al-shaytan and da'wan al-shaytan and the enemies of al-Islam just before because you have some power cuts and shortage in water and shortage in some food supply, just because of this. So I said to them, do you have any proposal for what may come after Morsi? What may come after Morsi? Just think about it. Either a good person or an evil person. A good person, he will repeat, or the what happened to Morsi will be repeated. An evil person, he will be like Mubarak. Which one do you like? Okay, they say the third person. A third person who is what? Half evil, half good. Okay, this will never happen. Yes? So we really need to make dua for them that Allah Jalla wa Ala supports them and Allah Jalla wa Ala yani help them. Because the success of the Egyptian revolution and the success of Morsi and the current system in Egypt will be success for all Muslims all over the world. And I make it clear. I made it clear and I will make it clear. No one has an element of al-Iman, of Iman, should wish, okay, that the Morsi system or the system, the current system in Egypt now to collapse or to be replaced by another system. We should make sure that this is what we feel, and we should make sure that we support them as much as we can.